And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. On May 3, the News and Observer editorial headline, Keep Teens Out of Adult Court. There are 50 of our states in the U.S. of A, and now there are 48 who place kids 17 and under into the juvenile courts. New York and North Carolina are the exceptions, and now New York has just made the raise the age change starting 2019. North Carolina now has a chance to give our kids another start. Whoever listened to commentaries has been a teen or parents of teens, and we all have experienced the teen fun, stresses, and struggles. As we aged upward and got into troubles, we needed support, not adult prison. That can come from a helpful juvenile court system. After several years of failure, House Bill 280, the Raise the Age Bill, is gaining serious traction. Legislative members in our listening area support HB 280. Surveys also show that this issue crosses all political parties and has bipartisan support. I'm a member of the Chapel Hill Presbyterian Church, which is strongly backing HB 280. Our church is raising this with area Presbyterian churches, and now members of the NC Supreme Court are raising their support, joining a strong coalition of faith-based and community groups. Our church was educated on this issue by Ricky Watson, co-director of the Youth Justice Project, a program of the Southern Coalition for Social Justice. Check this resource and take this opportunity to contact your local and area legislatures. Let's not damage our youth's formative years in adult prison. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. WCHL.